Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs And inshallah in this episode we will once again cover an important topic an important aqidah that a Muslim must have. But before we begin, let us hear an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا Indeed, the most closest to me from the people on the Day of Judgment will be the ones who sent the most Salat upon me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in this episode, we're going to cover another important topic, as we have been doing throughout this series. As you know, we've touched upon foundational beliefs, important beliefs, core beliefs of a Muslim. So right from the off, we discussed belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, His Dhat, His Essence, His Being, His Sifat, And then we moved on to discussing the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and in particular our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We even discussed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being khatamun nabiyyin. This is paramount for a Muslim to believe in and without belief in this particular concept of khatmun nubuwa, finality of prophethood, a person cannot even be a Muslim. So, we also discussed the ikhtiyarat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the authority granted to him by Allah Azza wa Jal, and how throughout his life he displayed and demonstrated acts which tell us that he indeed has authority. In this episode, in particular, we're going to discuss the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The noble companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in light of Quran hadith. We're going to hear how Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Quran. Love for them has been mentioned in the Quran and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his numerous ahadith spoke about respecting the Sahaba, honoring the Sahaba, refraining from bad-mouthing the Sahaba. Inshallah, this and much more will be discussed in this episode. So first of all, remember that Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in are those blessed personalities who Allah Ta'ala has described in Al-Quran Al-Kareem and He has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ And it is they who are successful. In this verse of Surah Baqarah, it refers to the Sahaba first and foremost. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ In another part of the Qur'an. It is they who are the truthful ones. Allah Ta'ala has referred to the Sahaba as His Hizb, His party, His people. So their ta'rif, their praise has been mentioned in numerous ways. So first of all, the definition of a Sahabi. Now indeed, someone who remains with someone is a companion of someone, a friend of someone, a close friend, is known as a Sahabi. But here, when we discuss Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and we look at it from a shara'i point of view, then what is the technical ta'rif, definition of Sahaba or a Sahabi? Then we will know that the technical definition is huwa man laqiya an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'minan bihi wa mata 'ala al-islam. Sahabi is that person who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a state of iman and he passed away upon Islam and iman as well. This is the definition of a Sahabi. He met the Prophet alayhi wasallam as a believer whilst believing in the Prophet alayhi wasallam and then he died upon that belief as well, that Islam as well. So this is the Shar'i and the technical definition. Some scholars have defined it as a person who saw the Prophet alayhi salam in a state of Iman and he passed away upon Iman. And some have said the one who sat with the Prophet alayhi salam in the blessed company of the Prophet alayhi salam, even though he didn't physically see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we know there were some Sahaba, some companions alayhi muridwan who did not have the faculty of sight. I mean, they had lost their eyesight or they suffered in that regard. So they are also included amongst the Sahaba. Why? Because they sat with the Prophet ﷺ in a state of Iman. They passed away upon Iman as well. So they heard the blessed speech of the Prophet ﷺ. They were honored in this regard. So they are included amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The Prophet ﷺ himself gave glad tidings. He said, طُوبَى لِمَنْ رَآنِي وَآمَنَ بِي وَلِمَنْ رَآ مَنْ رَآنِي. Allahu Akbar. Glad tidings for the one who saw me and who believed in me. Meaning, glad tidings for the Sahaba, because they saw the Prophet ﷺ and they believed in him as well. وَلِمَنْ رَآ مَنْ رَآنِي. And those who saw the Sahaba, they're not deprived. They also receive excellence. The Prophet ﷺ said, glad tidings for the one who saw the individual who saw me. So those who saw the Sahaba, but they did not see the Prophet ﷺ, they are known as the Tabi'een. They are known as the followers. And they came after the generation of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Another narration says, whoever saw me, or saw somebody who saw me, meaning a Sahabi or a Tabi'i, as we've just defined, he will gain salvation from the fire of hell. The fire will not touch him. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in are those people regarding whom Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. That if they believed the way you believed, then they would have been guided. So Sahaba throughout the Quran have been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Surah Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And the former, the foreigners, the muhajirin, and the ansar, and those who followed them with ihsan, with goodness. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, and they are to abide therein forever. So Allah Ta'ala is praising the muhajirin, the ansar, those who follow them, and saying Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah as their Lord. Allah has prepared Jannah for them, paradise for them. Subhanallah. So this, as you just heard, is a verse which directly praises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and gives them so many glad tidings of bounties as well. Subhanallah. Now, views of Madin Chan, the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that all of the Sahaba are people of goodness, people of piety. Whenever we mention them, it's necessary to mention them in a good light. Whenever we speak about them, whenever we recall them, we speak only in a good manner, positive manner. They were all just, adil, and no Sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ should be hated. There should never be enmity, hostility towards any Sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ, because the aqidah is that they're all upon goodness. Subhanallah. They're all adil. Now, the hadith itself tells us that whenever someone embraces faith, becomes a Muslim, then whatever he did previously is eradicated, is erased, is removed. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, although they came from various backgrounds, and they were involved in other things before Islam, once they accepted Islam, everything else is forgiven prior to that. So they are people of goodness, and we must respect and honor them as well. To rebuke, to condemn, to speak ill of any Sahabi, this is ashad haram. This is severely haram and forbidden. So, our aqeedah is that they're all adil, they're all just, and they're all dwellers of paradise as well. They're all paradise dwellers. And them being amongst the inhabitants of paradise, this is a definitive matter. This is not speculative. It's not something that there is doubt in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's sahaba, whether they are of superior rank or lower, and none of them in reality are of a lower rank because they are sahaba. But there is a categorization amongst them. They have fadila over the rest of the ummah. The sahaba have fadila, excellence over the rest of the ummah. And in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're told, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised all of them husna, and we will get into what husna means. Another verse of the Quran says, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. Here there's even a distinction between the sahaba who accepted Islam first and those who accepted it later, meaning those who spent in the way of Allah and those who fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the conquest of Makkah. They have excellence over those who believed afterwards and who fought afterwards, who spent afterwards in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً. They are of greater rank than those who spent afterwards and fought afterwards as well. Because initially when Islam came, when we study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we realize that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the few sahaba who believed in him initially, they were persecuted. They had to go through a lot of difficulty, a lot of mashaqqa, a lot of hardship. So this is why they have a greater rank than those who believed afterwards, when the halat, the situation was better. The situation was not as difficult. So Allah Ta'ala said He has promised all of them husna. Now, what does husna mean? Let's look at the tafaseer. In Tafsir Baghawi, it states, وَعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has promised them paradise. This is what is meant by husna. In Tafsir Madarik, it says, هِيَ الْجَنَّةُ مَعَ تَفَاوُتِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. So, husna here refers to paradise, wherein people will be of different ranks. And we know that the sahaba who believed initially, right, at the beginning of Islam, they have a greater rank, they are superior than those who believed afterwards. Although all the sahaba have a greater rank than the rest of the ummah as well. In Tafsir Jalalain, it also mentions that husna refers to Jannah. And similarly, so many other tafaseer, if we were to look into them, you will find that husna refers to Jannah. And this is why, alhamdulillah, in this day and age, the founder of Dawud Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he raised a slogan which became so arm, so widespread and so accepted amongst the people, which is in line with this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem and our aqeedah that all sahaba are paradise dwellers. He said, Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati. And this, alhamdulillah, is echoing all across the globe. Young kids, alhamdulillah, are being taught this aqeedah. This is an aqeedah which is 100% in line with Quran and Hadith. Another verse wherein the sahaba are praised. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this is in Surah Anbiya, verse 101 to 103. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. Indeed, those for whom husna has proceeded from us, meaning we have promised them husna, which is Jannah, أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ. They will be kept far away from the hellfire. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. They will not even hear the crackling of the hellfire. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And in Jannah, they will have whatever they desire. Subhanallah. The following verse says, لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. The great fear will not place them into grief, and the angels will welcome them, and they will say, this is the day, this is your day which you have been promised. Subhanallah. So our aqeedah regarding the Sahaba is that they're all people of khair, goodness. It's fard upon us, an obligation upon us to mention them in a good light. We cannot show any enmity towards them, speak ill of them, and target any of them. This is not allowed. Allah Ta'ala, as you heard, has praised them in Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. When Allah is pleased with them, then how can anyone else from creation badmouth them? Na'udhu Billah. Let's go towards the hadith collection. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah regarding my sahaba. And he, alayhi salam, mentioned that if you love them, it's because you love me, your love for me. And if you hate them, it's because of your hatred for me. The Prophet alayhi salam mentioned the criteria that if you love sahaba, it's because you love the Prophet alayhi salam. If you hate the sahaba and you speak ill of them, it's because you hate the Prophet alayhi salam. Look at the benchmark, look at the criterion. And then Prophet alayhi salam said, do not make them a target of your insults after me. And whoever does that, then he harms me. And if one who harms me, he actually offends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who offends Allah, soon Allah will seize that person. Meaning, Allah will punish that person. So the hadith tells us to stay far away from bad-mouthing and speaking ill of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. In another narration, the Prophet alayhi salam said, Akrimu ashabi, honor my Sahaba, respect my Sahaba. So those who praise the Sahaba, those who love the Sahaba, those who speak about the Sahaba only in a good light, who respect them and venerate them from their hearts, they are following a hadith such as these. And those who are doing the opposite, they are going against the teachings of the hadith, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration we're told, if a believer was to give in the way of Allah equivalent to Mount Uhud, those who've been to Madinatul Munawwara, they know that Mount Uhud is massive. If they were to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gold the size of Mount Uhud, equivalent to Mount Uhud. And on the other hand, the Sahaba only give a mud is a particular measurement, only a small amount, or half a mud, half of that measurement. There's no comparison in terms of size. Yet the Sahaba will attain more reward than that believer who gives gold equivalent to Mount Uhud. And the Sahaba, if they only gave wheat or anything like that, equivalent to a mud or half a mud, they will gain more reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the quality of their reward is far greater, even if we were to do something in terms of quantity, which is more, meaning a rewardable act, which quantity-wise is a lot more. Still, we won't reach the level of reward granted to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And this is because of their Sohbah, the company with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing the Prophet alayhi wa sallam in a state of iman, dying upon iman, they forever have attained a level that no one afterwards can attain. No ummati can reach that level. Allah Ta'ala chose them from all of creation. Allah chose the companions of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave them the sharaf of being a companion. It was very unfortunate that in this day and age, some people who don't have a correct understanding of the deen, they'll end up, ma'adallah, insulting the Sahaba, swearing at the Sahaba, bad-mouthing the Sahaba, saying evil comments regarding the Sahaba. Imagine how much pain they caused the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning these were people who spent days and nights with the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam blessed them day and night. And today people speak ill of those very people, those very Sahaba, those very companions. How could this be? So this means there's a disease in a person's heart, corruption in his aqidah, which he must rectify. Otherwise, dying upon hatred for the Sahaba will lead to terrible consequences in the grave and in the hereafter as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Ummah. He said, whenever you hear people slandering my Sahaba, speaking ill of them, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, then say, may the curse of Allah be upon your evil. Because it's evil. It's plain and simple. Meaning it's total evil. There's no khair in that, ma'adallah. Speaking ill of the Sahaba, what will one achieve by doing that? He will only destroy his akhirah and his dunya as well. So, dear viewers of Madini Channel, this was just an insight, a brief insight into the rank of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and what aqeedah we should have regarding them, how they are the beloveds of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They are his companions. They will be with him in Jannah, in paradise. They have been promised paradise. We heard about how even amongst the Sahaba, there's a rank There's a categorization: those who accepted Islam before the conquest of Makkah and those who accepted afterwards, the Muhajireen, the Ansar, and how the Prophet ﷺ mentioned how their reward is far greater than the reward of the rest of the Ummah. How the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, do not target them with your insults, otherwise you'll be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba are guiding lights, and the Ahlul Bayt are also a blessing for this Ummah. The Prophet ﷺ said, As-sahabi kan nujum, fabi-ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba are like stars, whichever of them you follow, you'll be guided. And in another narration, we're told that the Ahlul Bayt are like the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Whoever boards that ark will gain salvation. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and the Ahlul Bayt, they're not different. They're both close to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for us, they're both worthy of ta'zeem, veneration, respect and honor. And we must uphold their honor throughout our lives. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do so that we can gain salvation. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs we find our way. Guided by faith we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith we kneel and pray each day.